And to be really professional, guys, I think the best way to introduce people is just to read out their first line on Wikipedia.
Ah, good.
Veronica Milsom. Veronica Louise Milsom, born 9th of October 1984, is Australian radio presenter, comedian and actress. But she's also got a podcast, guys. Zero Waste Baby on Podcast One Australia. Ron, how are you this morning?
Yes, very good. And can confirm all those things on Wikipedia are true. So I feel like I wish there were some false ones in there, like saying that I was 46 or something. I would appreciate that.
You've done no self-editing on your own page?
I haven't. I probably should make myself sound a lot better than I am. Yeah. Like that I'm an actress who gets heaps of work.
I was going to say, give yourself a couple of gold Logies.
Yeah. At the moment, I'm just a very underemployed actress.
Now, first of all, tell us about Zero Waste Baby, what you're trying to achieve with this potty.
Well, I had a baby in about April, exactly April, not even about. just as the pandemic hit, it was pretty crazy times. Like I was in and out of the hospital really quickly. But it was all done with reduced waste. So it's been a really hectic time, as well as like the coronavirus times. I've also just made my life incredibly difficult by having absolutely no disposables or using anything new while having my baby. And it's all, you know, for the good of the planet. I'm trying to save the damn environment here, guys.
Yes.
Yeah. We love the mission. What have you found to be the biggest sort of challenge?
Well, the most disgusting thing that I did, absolutely, was reuse my birth waste, which was that I decided to cook my placenta.
Okay.
Into a sausage roll. I thought about doing lasagna. I was like, no, I don't want my placenta mixed in with bechamel. I thought about making a pizza. I ended up making it into a sausage roll, which was truly the filthiest thing that I've ever been a part of.
So can I just drill down for anyone who isn't already sort of gagging? Mm-hmm. Is the placenta the sausage? So you mix it up, like you grind it up, and then you mold it into the shape in the phyllo?
Did you get the recipe online?
Oh, you're winging it.
Surprisingly, there is no recipe online.
No.
There's your next avenue. There is your next avenue, Veronica.
Cookbooks. I think there's a market for a cookbook, for sure. Yeah, I was sort of like having to mince it up by myself. And if you're wondering, it's basically exactly the same as kangaroo meat. It's like really iron rich and it bubbles black juice while you're cooking it.
Like having seen dual placentas from our twins, they're
double
also
the recipe.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, two challenges here. First of all, they're enormous. I'm curious how many sausage rolls you got out of them.
One giant one.
do they keep? How long do they last in the fridge?
Well, the thing is, I cooked like four sausage rolls, which was disgusting. I nibbled on one and then I couldn't work out what to do with the rest because of the ethos, the whole idea of this podcast. I was like, well, I can't throw them out. So I buried the rest, which was, I mean, it was cowardly, let's be honest, but I couldn't work out what else to do with them. I was like, I can't put them in the bin because cats will come and eat it.
So you buried them in your garden. Is your veggie patch now like sprouting the most excellent cabbage and zucchini? I can imagine that would be great for the soil.
Yeah. It's been it's a great time for my veggie patch, not such a good time for me. So the other thing that's been really tricky has been reusable nappies because they just leak so much with newborns. But I did try this thing, which is like this new movement of newborns not using any nappies at all. So it's basically like you just get a baby to wee and poo by like whistling at them and stuff. So I experimented with that.
So the first step of that is to not own carpet. Like, what do you do from there?
Well, it takes a lot of trial and error, let me tell you. You basically have to lie them on a mat and then work out what faces they pull just before they're about to wee. So it takes ages, this thing. And then when you work it out, then every time they pull that face, you have to quickly whistle at them. Huh. It's basically like training a dog.
It's like training a dog. I've just had a puppy, Veronica, and that sounds very much like training a dog and complimenting them and rewarding them, you know, positive symbols and positive whistles and stuff when they do it right.
I just had a puppy.
I had a pup. My fiance and I just had a puppy around April as well, Veronica. So you're not alone.
Oh, great! You should have a Zero Waste puppy and made a whole podcast out of it.
I know that you've got another daughter who's a little bit older. Are you trying to do her Zero Waste simultaneously with your baby?
No way. She's a write-off. Too difficult. I did do one thing, though, with her. She's become, like, as all toddlers are, she's a total hoarder, and she won't ever get rid of any of her toys. Yeah. And I'm trying this minimalistic approach, you know, like less plastic in the house. So I did employ a Marie Kondo consultant to come in and try to work out which toys spark joy. And it was really ridiculous, but very fun.
And so does she do the same thing that my kids do and is both extremely inquisitive and extraordinarily upset that anyone would have thrown out anything?
Yes. It's so stupid. But, like, there's something that she hasn't even looked at or played with in, you know, a whole year. And you'd be like, I'm just going to take this to Salvo's or something. And she'd be like, don't!
How dare you!
It gives me joy.
To be fair, she's zero waste. Like, yes. No, we can't throw anything away, Ma. I've got to keep it all now.
God, that's so, I keep getting myself on these technicalities.
Well, Veronica Milsom, thanks for joining us. Zero Waste Baby podcast is out now, podcast one. Make sure you check it out. Appreciate you coming on the show.
Thanks so much, guys.